You're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. Today we're very lucky to have Richard Austin with us, who is going to explain the estate planning industry, how his business runs, and how he addresses a very niche market. Richard's website is EstateManual.com. He also has another website called DropDeadOrganized.com, and he owns a publishing company called Estate Manual Publishing. So without further ado, Richard, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us.
Pleasure, Terry. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
I think we'll start off, Richard, with your background. Where did you come from, and how did you get into this business?
Well, I'm an Australian. At the moment, I'm not living in Australia, though. I'm living over in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, which is on the Persian Gulf. Mm-hmm. I'm living here with my wife and my two boys. We've been here for about 3 years now, which is great. We're over here on a teaching contract that my wife was offered, so it's given us a chance to travel and do some great trips and to live overseas with our boys while they're still young, which has been fantastic.
How is it for you business-wise doing business there?
Well, it's given me the chance to do something other than practice law, which is great. Probably most of the lawyers that you talk to would rather be doing something else, and I'm in that category, I guess.
Right.
So it's given me a chance to start up a new business that's something I really never thought I'd get the opportunity to do. So it's fantastic.
So you're a lawyer by trade, then?
Yeah, I'm a lawyer by trade. I practiced for about 10 years or 11 years in Tasmania, which is an island state in Australia, and I also work for about 2 years as in-house counsel for a trust company. So I spent a lot of my time working for people in estate planning, small business, property law, that sort of stuff. So I'm used to dealing with everyday problems that we all have, and estate planning I think comes definitely in that category.
Now, what is estate planning?
Well, it probably depends on who you talk to. If you, if you talk to your attorney about it, then he's probably going to tell you it's a process for arranging your financial affairs so that if you were to die tomorrow or maybe have a stroke and no longer be able to take care of yourself, then there'd be an efficient and quick and tax effective way to deal with the situation that you or your family found themselves in. So from that point of view, you'd have an up to date will that provided for all your property to go to those people you wanted to benefit. It would be done in a tax-effective way so that your estate didn't have to pay out any tax over and above what was the minimum. Often you'd have a living trust to avoid delays with probate. You'd probably appointed someone to act under a power of attorney so that if you couldn't manage your finances after a stroke or an accident or whatever, then someone would have the power to do that for you. So they're the technical sort of aspects of estate planning. Being organised, not leaving things to chance, not leaving your family in a worse situation than's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
It really goes, estate planning from my point of view goes much deeper than that. The real world estate planning stuff that I'm interested in is really the guts of it, and that is that really it's estate planning is just another part of your life. It's planning for your life, planning for your family, so that you've got all bases covered. It's something that is just as important as financial planning, but whereas financial planning is something that everyone takes for granted and most people do now, estate planning is something that's often left up in the air.
So with estate planning then, you mentioned that an estate plan, I suppose, would cover a will, a power of attorney, a living trust, and a probate. Is that right?
Yeah, well, a living trust is something that aims to avoid the delays and the cost of probate.
Okay.
But really, they're the technical items that change depending on where you live and what your own situation is. And you need to get professional face-to-face advice about those technical issues. But as far as estate planning in the real world, that really comes down to understanding your situation, understanding the possibilities that are there for you if you get your estate planning organised,
uh-huh.
And then going and getting that advice.
Okay, so is this something that I could do on my own?
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, it's not a DIY project, really.
Okay.
Because of those technical aspects to it, you've got to make sure that that you've got your situation covered, that your particular circumstances have been taken into account, and that you're getting the best result that you possibly can from the estate planning that you're doing.
Okay.
So you need to first of all, I guess, get educated about estate planning and what the possibilities are.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have an understanding of what those possibilities are, then talk to your family, make sure that what you want to do with your estate planning fits in with what your family expects will happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the situation where you really want to give anyone any surprise, that's for sure.
Right.
And then once you've got that understanding, then go and get the advice from estate planning professionals who can help you. But once you've got that understanding, then when you go and get the advice, you're saving yourself, hundreds if not thousands of dollars in the advice that you're getting, because you're not starting from scratch. You're going and talking to your advisors with an understanding of what's needed, and you can ask the appropriate questions. You can make suggestions about possible scenarios that they can cover and advise you on.
Okay, where would I find an advisor? Is that something I find in the yellow pages?
Well, often it's something that that can happen through word of mouth. If you've got friends or family who have had estate planning done before, then often they'll be able to refer you to someone who can help.
Okay.
Alternatively, yellow pages, sure. You won't necessarily find estate planning advisors listed separately, but if you go through attorneys in your yellow pages, you can certainly ring around, ask to talk to an estate planning expert. If they don't know what you're talking about, then that's probably time to move on to the next one.
Yeah.
But get a list of three or four people that you're happy talking with on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and get them to give you some general advice about what you need to be thinking about. It's important, I think, that you have a rapport with the advisors that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty intimate stuff that you'll be talking to them about. I mean, it's your future and your family's future and how things are going to be dealt with when you're no longer around.
Yeah.
And it's so fundamental to all of us that you really need to have confidence with the people you're dealing with and really have a rapport so that you can raise all these really hard issues with them. And they are hard issues. It's very difficult, and I think that's why a lot of people never get around to even making a will, let alone have proper estate planning done.
Right.
You know, there's that fear of the unknown. There's a reluctance to sit down with your family and talk about what happens when you're not around anymore. And because of that, estate planning goes to the bottom of the list. It's never urgent. There's always something else that's more important or more urgent that has to be done.
Sure.
And
sure.
And of course, sadly, when the time comes and we generally don't have any say in when it does come, it's too late. You've missed the opportunity, and that's really it's sad, and it's something that doesn't have to happen.
So give me some examples then of what would happen if I were to die today and I just had a will or I didn't have a will. What kind of things would happen?
Yeah, if you die without a will, it's called dying intestate, and what happens to your estate then, to what you leave behind, depends entirely on what the government in your part of the world has decided should happen. Now, for most people, that's probably not going to be exactly what they would have wanted. You'll just be in a situation where your estate is generally split up between your family, and the proportions that go to different members of the family will be based on what the government's decided is a reasonable thing, not on what you've wanted. So, that's something to be avoided for sure for most people. As far as dying with just a will and no other estate planning having been done, There are a lot of things that need to be dealt with that are outside the scope of your will.
What kind of things?
Well, generally, your will just says these are my assets, these are the people I leave them to, It can also cover things like appointing guardians for young children. But there are a lot of other things that are outside a will and that also need to be dealt with. Durable powers of attorney, which are also called enduring powers of attorney in some places, that can provide for somebody to take over your affairs if you can't deal with them yourself. So the classic situation, I suppose, is someone who's had a stroke or who develops Alzheimer's disease, can't take care of their own affairs. If they've appointed someone under a power of attorney, then there's the continuation of their affairs without any real hiccups. So those sort of things that are outside the scope of a will really need to be addressed. And you know, if the only estate planning that you've done is to get a will off the internet or from the news agent and fill it out and put it away with your other papers, well, you're really not doing yourself justice. You really need to get that professional advice after you've educated yourself so that you understand what you're dealing with.
Okay, now can you give me some examples of real life stories that have happened of people without having an estate plan?
Probably the worst situation that I came across was a farming family that I acted for, who hadn't done any estate planning whatsoever. Valuable farm properties that the family had agreed on what was to happen as far as who they were to be split up between, mm-hmm. And how the others were to fund that to be done. But because the estate planning had never been put into place, then the extra cost of getting to the point where they wanted to be made the whole plan barely viable, and put pressure on the whole family. You can always get to that stage that you want to get to if everybody in the family agrees. But if that hasn't been set out in the will and the estate planning hasn't been done to provide for that, then the costs of doing that are often so great that it puts everyone under pressure, and it's just unnecessary if you plan ahead.
Okay, now who would be a typical person who should look at estate planning?
I believe that everyone needs to look at estate planning. Even if all you have is a car and a job and a dog, you still want to have a say in what happens when you're gone. You might want your dog to go to your brother. You might want your car to go to your sister. You might have an employer who's going to pay you a substantial amount on your death. If you haven't done any estate planning and haven't made any provision about what's to happen, then you're doing yourself a disservice and you're missing out on opportunities that might be there. Now, even somebody who's a young guy, single, no kids, on the face of it, hasn't got any responsibilities. In that sort of situation I was talking about, if his estate is paid out a substantial amount on his death from his employer, it may be that if he hasn't left a will, that's going to be paid out to his parents. Now, if his parents are on a pension, for example, a means-tested pension, it may be that that's going to affect their pension for the long term. So although they've got this payment from their son's estate, it may not be the best way it may not be their preferred way of getting it. If that amount had been paid to the brother and sister, for example, then they still could have helped mum and dad just as easily, and left their pension intact.
Right.
So there are all sorts of consequences that on the face of it you mightn't think of, but once you get some good advice about your estate planning, then you can really see the advantages that are there.
So what kind of a cost would I be looking at to set up something like that, an estate plan?
It depends on where you live and how complicated your situation is, Terry.
Okay.
It's not something I could really even give an estimate on, except that whatever you do spend is money well spent, mm-hmm. I believe, because you're giving yourself great peace of mind for one thing. Mm-hmm. You're showing that you've got the guts to make these decisions that are going to affect you and your family in the long term. And you're you're seeing professionals who can advise you on all these opportunities. So whatever you pay for the advice is going to be money well spent. It's really not something where you can cut corners.
Right. So
and
would it be something? I agree. There's different prices in different countries and whatnot.
Yep.
But would it be something that I would expect to pay whatever the lawyer's fees are in my country for maybe a 1 hour consultation, or is this like maybe a 5 or 10 hour thing?
Yeah, you're probably looking at more like 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
By the time you see your lawyer for the first time, and then get a draft of these documents prepared, and then go back, you know, maybe for a third or fourth time to get everything signed.
Right.
Yeah. So it's something that's going to cost you at least a few $100 for sure.
Sure.
Now,
sure.
The alternative is for some people that often you'll have the family lawyer might offer you a free will when you buy a house. That's often something that's done in Australia. So
okay.
you know you get some conveyancing done, you buy your house, and your lawyer might ask you whether you've got a will. If not, he might offer to throw one in for free as part of the deal. Now that's fine for a lot of people, and it's certainly better than not having any estate planning done at all. But if you've got any complications in your situation, or if you're not all that happy about the advice that you're getting, then again, spend the extra money, get the good advice, and have the peace of mind.
So you have this business, which I would say is definitely a very niche market. It's certainly not a mainstream product that you would you'd be able to get out. How do you market your business, and who is it? Who's your target market?
Well, the first product I did was Drop Dead Organized, which is an ebook, an introduction to estate planning, and I sold that basically through joint ventures with eZine owners.
Okay. What kind of eZine owners?
All sorts of eZine owners. Some financial eZines.
Okay.
And small business eZines. But it's a hard sell because you're trying to sell something that, as I said, is about death and about problems in the future that people don't really want to anticipate.
Exactly. What kind of a response did you get from small business eZines?
Slow.
Okay.
lots of interest. Lots of interest. But you're trying to set up joint ventures and you're coming up against this all the time. You know, yeah, it's important stuff, but it's something that that my readers really probably don't want to address, and I can understand that because after practicing when I was practicing, you come up against the same issues. People ask you about wills and estate planning, and you explain why it's important. But when it comes down to people actually taking the next step and doing something about it, there's a reluctance to do it.
Okay.
So it's a hard sell. Death.
Yeah. So eZines then is not a good marketing avenue. What's a better marketing avenue that's actually worked for you?
Well, I guess the way my business has developed now, after I bought the estatemanual.com publishing company, is that now I'm targeting finance professionals rather than their clients. And the difference, of course, is that the finance professionals understand the importance of estate planning and the possibilities that are there to help their clients with it.
Right.
So rather than me coming in cold as just somebody selling something over the internet,
mm-hmm.
The products are being introduced to people by their financial advisors and by their legal advisors.
So what
and
is it?
So that level of trust is already there.
Yeah.
And as long as I can provide the people who are now becoming my clients, the advisors, with good value in the products that they're getting, then that marketing problem of trying to sell death really disappears.
So what is it? What's the product that you're marketing to these financial consultants?
But the product now is a membership site, which is at estatemanual.com.
Okay.
And for a monthly fee, financial advisors and legal advisors can get access to a whole package of e-books about estate planning.
Mm-hmm.
About, I think at last count, there's about 65 articles that can be used for any purpose, say for client newsletters or promotions to prospects or newspaper articles in the local newspaper. Also the source files for all those e-books and articles, so that they can be privately labelled by the financial advisor, so it looks as if they came directly out of their office. We've got marketing systems for incorporating estate planning into the advisor's marketing plan, and building relationships with their existing clients, with new prospects, and also with other professional advisors in their market, so that they're setting up referral streams for clients, for new clients, all using estate planning as the basis. So it's really a way of financial advisors becoming the estate planning GP for their clients, the person that their clients come to whenever anything changes in their lives, to see whether they need to look at making changes to their estate planning.
So how are you marketing to these people then? Is it through email or telephone or?
At the moment it's only offline.
Okay.
So it's offline promotion through advertising in targeted publications, and then online fulfillment. I don't have any documents or any papers that I have to post at all. Okay. Everything's online as far as fulfillment goes, which is something I'm really forced to do living over here.
Yeah. So what would an ad? What does your typical ad say? What's the purpose of the ad?
It's a two-step advertising system. So I've just got a brief ad. I'm a bit of a follower of Jeff Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an attention-grabbing headline. With a brief description of the benefits that this offers, and then directing the reader to the website, and I think I'll be adding a 1-800 number as well, pretty shortly, with a short spiel about the membership.
And what kind of a response have you gotten there?
Well, I'm just starting now,
okay.
So I've set the system up, and over the next few weeks, I'll be putting it into effect.
So can you explain or give me the process that you've gone through then in setting up a membership site?
Yeah, when I bought the Estate Manual Publishing Company, it was actually set up quite differently. It was a series of three connected websites. One was a retail site selling access to some estate planning software,
mm-hmm.
which I've now incorporated into the membership site, so members can get access to that software as well. So it was the retail site, an estate planning directory, which gave links to a whole series of other estate planning sites,
mm-hmm.
and then a marketing site for finance professionals. So what I've done is taken the content of those three sites and tweaked it, I guess.
Yeah.
Changed the strategy from selling retail to becoming a membership site for professionals.
Okay. Mm. So what kind of a process have you gone through then as far as setting up a merchant account and that type of thing?
I'm looking at using tocheckout.com,
mm-hmm.
From a sales. There are problems, as you know, living outside the US and Canada and getting merchant accounts.
Yeah.
I understand it can be done, but the cost when you're starting a new venture is prohibitive.
Yeah.
So I'll start off with tocheckout.com and see how that works out. I used ClickBank for Drop Dead Organized,
right?
Which was great, nice and easy. But that wouldn't work for this membership site. So I think tocheckout should be good.
So how are you dealing then with having to set up not only the payment processor but also the password protected members area?
Well the business that I bought had a protected area anyway,
mm-hmm.
As far as access to the software goes,
right?
So I'm hoping that can just be altered so the access system will be the same, and I think that's going to work out fine.
Super. Now why would you buy a site instead of starting from scratch?
Well it started off as a joint venture actually with a fellow called Sidney Tremaine, who's a Canadian guy who now lives in Panama.
Right.
And Sydney and I got in contact with each other through Mark Goldman's JV site.
Right.
Our products complemented each other. We were both working in the same area. You know, my books were an introduction to estate planning, and then Sydney's sites took things a step further and got people into the software so that they could record their estate planning information.
Okay.
Yeah, so we worked on that for 2 or 3 months, and then Sydney has some other things that he's doing down there in Panama, and he's pretty well retired fully now. So the time that we were putting into it made it difficult for him, and so so he offered to let me take over the business, which has worked out really well.
Fantastic.
But Sydney stayed on as a consultant, which has made things a lot easier.
Right.
So there are things there that I still find pretty often that that I have to go back to him to talk to him about. So it's been great. It's a great way to do it.
Excellent. Well, if we have if somebody wants to get a hold of you personally and ask you some questions about estate planning, is there something that you could do? For example, I'm in Norway. You're in Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
Is there something that we could work on together as far as setting up an estate plan, or is it something I have to do locally?
It is something you have to do locally, but I'd be happy to have a chat to anyone who wanted to give me a ring about where to start.
Okay.
That's no problem at all. Maybe the best way is to just send me an email at richard@dropdeadorganized.com.
Okay.
I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, super. That sounds good.
Sorry, Terry.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, the other thing I'm looking at doing is starting an e-zine on estate planning.
Uh-huh.
And that should be out within the next month or two. If anyone wanted to subscribe to that, mm-hmm. again, just shoot me an email, richard@dropdeadorganized.com. If you just put subscribe in the subject line, okay. and I'll add them to the list when that comes out.
Super.
And that'll be a free newsletter that will have links and advice and should be pretty useful, I think.
Excellent. Do you have any last words of advice before we wrap it up to anybody who's listening that's kind of sitting on the edge, not quite sure what they should do?
Oh yeah, look, I'd just urge you to just take the jump. I mean, it can be scary to sit down and think about, you know, what the worst possible case scenario is for your future. You know, if something happened to you and you can't take care of yourself, or if something happened to you and you weren't around at all any longer. I mean, they're difficult things to think about, but you know, it's part of you. It's part of your responsibility to do that, particularly if you've got a family or a business or any sort of obligations. You really need to get off the fence.
Excellent. Really preparing for the future.
Exactly.
Or for your family's future.
Exactly. Yeah. Get educated, and these are decisions that can affect your family for generations. It's not a 5-minute job, and so you need to get educated, talk to your family about what needs to be done, and then go and get some advice, and just get on with it.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, Richard. That's been extremely helpful.
That's great, Terry. Good to talk to you.
And you too. You've been listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. Thanks very much for your time.